Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I've got another great returning guest. His name is Dennis Miller, and he's not the one touring with Bill O'Reilly. He's the one that does the radio program with David Holland. That Dennis Miller. And Dennis is an author, speaker, consultant. He's written the book Retirement Reboot, and he wrote it from his own perspective back in 1995. He undertook a serious study of investing, putting a lot of time in and figuring out how to get this retirement thing right for himself, and he ended up writing the book Retirement Reboot. And he's got a website today, millersmoney.com. He's got a free weekly newsletter, Miller's Money Weekly. He is just on it. I am super excited, as you can tell, to have Dennis back. Dennis, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, David. Appreciate your coming back. I do have to make one correction. I started my journey in 1985.
Okay.
The book was written after the 2007.
Okay. I thought it was into the 2000s. Okay, good. Well, listen, yeah. I appreciate you coming back and spending time with me, and we're going to make it on a regular basis because you've just got such good insights. I know you've studied this, you've lived it, you've walked it, as we've talked about on previous programs. You're rebooting your own retirement, and that's why I love your perspective, Dennis. And I asked Dennis to come on the phone with us and be on the program today, ladies and gentlemen, because there's just a lot of stuff. In fact, Dennis just got back from a summit he had attended with Casey Research, and you've been doing work with them and their analysis and advising subscribers on how to build a better and more, let's dare I say, bulletproof portfolio. And you just got back from one of their big conferences, and I think that's great. Anything jump out at you that you'd like to share about where things are and some of the things that you talked about at the conference?
Well, yeah. The conference was dealing with what you might want to call how to invest and make money in a crisis environment. And of course, the word crisis sometimes has a tendency to be overused and overhyped. And my first comment to them was, when you're investing money that you earmark for retirement, you always have to be investing with that mindset. Protecting your capital is the name of the game, because you can't earn it back.
And the reality, and I think this is a good reminder for our listeners, Dennis, and your perspective here will be very helpful. There's always been a crisis. There's always been challenges. You know, we don't have to go far back, where I'm sure you recall very vividly the late 70s, early 80s, when we had some very serious inflation, not a couple of percent, but some real inflation that really had a huge impact on people. And then the oil embargoes and other problems before that. I mean, this is something that people always need to have on their mind, correct?
Absolutely. One of the concerns that I had, David, is something that I found very interesting. The article that you wrote about financial sleight of hand or full-fledged fraud.
Yeah.
And it really bothers me when I see, when we have something like a potential crisis, and let's just use inflation for an example, where these guys are hawking gold. Now, I happen to be a believer in gold, and I think you should have some in your portfolio, but it's when they go out to, gold is going to hit 10,000, gold is going to hit 20,000, and their message is, you're going to get rich quick if you're investing in gold. And I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah, that concerns me.
That's where we run into the problem.
That's a real concern. And it's also, let's look at it from the, not just the get rich quick scheme or, you know, do, but also they think, and this is what prompted me to write this, Dennis, and I appreciate you're taking my column as I intended it to be really a warning sign for investors to be careful in these areas. Because the other way they do it is they scare the bejesus out of people. You know, the world's going to end tomorrow. Buy gold today. And if they really believe that that's why they're buying it, not for diversification, as you've talked about, but buying it because we're headed to you know where in a basket, that if that's really the case, then you know what? Maybe there are other things you need to have instead of gold that to prepare for such a Armageddon event, if that's because so you know, I see these things, and to be honest with you and my listeners, it frustrates me, and I feel an urge and a strong desire to talk about it. And so I'm glad to have that opportunity with you, because you see this from a broader perspective.
Can I ask to interview the interviewer for a second? Because David, I have a question.
Sure.
For you. One of the things I've seen about my peer group is they get involved in these things, whether it's gold or bonds or whatever. And while I am not a financial planner and I don't do this stuff, I get people sharing this stuff. And they get about 60 to 70% of their portfolio in get-rich-quick schemes, and we'll use gold as an example. It doesn't pay dividends. And then they wonder why they don't have enough money to pay their bills. If, you know, protecting against inflation is only one potential price that we have to deal with. I'm curious as to when you get new clients, you know, how much of what you first have to do is to look at it. They might have a nice net worth, but you have to rebalance the thing so that one crisis doesn't create another because they're over-allocated.
The short answer to that question is often. Dennis, you're spot on. I've had the people that come in and meet with me, sometimes I am helping them rethink or even untangle some of the things that have been done to them or that they've done to themselves. I'm a big believer in diversification. I'm not opposed to somebody having some gold, but you know, you really made a good point. I want to emphasize it because this is something, and I wrote about this in my own book that I wrote, and that is there are a lot of threats to somebody's financial security, and it's not just inflation. So what we need to do is, and things continue to evolve, but we've got to meet these threats one-on-one or each one head-on and build a plan that deals with all of them. It's not simply putting all your money into this or that. And what I find, Dennis, and this again also what gets my dander up, is when I see salesmen, these pitchmen, that simply bang a particular point to get people to buy this or that when it's really advice that they need. It's something more holistic about, you know, looking at all of their plan. And very often people need a combination of financial products and investments to get where they're trying to go.
Well, I totally agree with you. My concern is you're not going to get that from a mutual fund house. You're not going to get that from a stockbroker generally. I use them as resources, but I'm thinking in today's environment, in fact, I wrote two chapters in my book about what my wife and I went through in finding a financial planner that, in our case, was offshore, even down to the questions we used when we interviewed them. Because what I find is somebody has to have the big picture in mind. Somebody has to understand, yeah, maybe a little gold. Well, let's talk about a reverse mortgage. Let's talk about bonds. But none of those things should be 80% of your portfolio.
Amen.
And somebody's got to be the gatekeeper. And to me, you know, I made this remark at the conference. If you are investing retirement money today using the, quote, conventional wisdom of 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you're going to suffer a tremendous loss of capital. It's just a matter of time. The rules have changed so much, and that's the biggest struggle I have. I don't mind the product that they're selling. I am totally offended by the fact that it's either going to get rich quick or 90% of your portfolio should be invested in what I'm selling so I get big commission. And that, to me, is where qualified professional cuts through the garbage, cuts through the emotion, and makes sure you're really protected.
Well,
I got a real problem with that, too. It gets my dander up.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. I know you've seen a lot. All right, so let's do this, Dennis. Let's grab a quick break. We'll come back, and I'm going to give you some examples, and I'll get you to give me your opinion. And I want my listeners to hear this, too, because you and I both agree this stuff gets our dander up because it's just too important to let this confusing messages in the marketplace trip people up and have them end up with way too much of one thing, just putting them at a really an awkward, imbalanced position. So hold right there, Dennis. We'll be right back.
Here's a newsflash. All financial advisors are not created equal. Some invest in their education by getting advanced degrees and professional certifications. Some don't. Some advisors get multiple licenses and offer a wide range of solutions. Some don't. Some advisors choose to be independent. Some don't. Some advisors disclose how they are paid and the fees they charge. Some don't. Please don't settle for a don't. Let me introduce you to independent advisor David Holland. David is a CPA, a certified financial planner, a personal financial specialist, and a chartered financial consultant. With 23 years financial experience, David offers a wide range of personalized solutions and discloses all fees in writing. Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting. What if in the time it takes to eat lunch, you could potentially strengthen your financial future? Would you invest 1 hour to plan stronger? If you spend just 1 hour with certified financial planner David Holland, you'll get simple, straightforward advice to help you plan stronger. And if you already have a financial plan, isn't it worth an hour to get a second opinion? There is no cost or obligation to meet with David. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com for more information.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Dennis Miller, author, speaker, consultant. He wrote the book Retirement Reboot, and his website is millersmoney.com. He's got a free weekly newsletter on there. It's pretty cool. And Dennis and I check in with each other now and then and compare notes, and he's just got back from a Casey Summit, a thriving in a crisis economy, and we talked about that before the break. And it kind of got us talking about a column I had written recently for our local paper, helpful advice or just a sales pitch. And because Dennis and I get a little frustrated with some of the messages in the marketplace, and unfortunately, people end up with maybe the wrong investments for themselves because they've been sold, not been given advice. Right, Dennis?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And particularly because along with that advice, they set up some very unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
You don't invest retirement money to try to hit a 5-run home.
Well put. No, you don't. And so I want to give you some of what I talked about in the column here, and I'd love to get you to give me your perspective, Dennis, which I know is broad and deep. Here's some of what these pitchmen say, and I'll get you to weigh in. Here we go. The United States debt is $17 trillion and growing. When the Fed stops printing money, the stock market's going to collapse. Inflation's going to go through the roof. Paper currencies like the dollar will just be worthless. When China stops buying our debt, the U.S. will be in big trouble. Now, here's what I think when you hear that message, what the salespeople want. It's really not a surprise. They want you to buy gold. They want you to buy precious metals. They want you to buy diamonds or other hard assets. What's interesting to me, Dennis, is when these alternative so-called or alleged safe alternatives, when they fall in value, then the pitchmen are real quick to say, oh, wait, hey, historic buying opportunity. And then when the dollar, for example, goes up, all of a sudden they say, ah, that's just a temporary rise. So what do you think? What do you think about that?
Well, I happen to be a believer that we should be hedging our portfolio against inflation.
I agree.
But And I, in our model portfolio, that we have core holdings. This is the stuff like gold that you never, ever, ever want to sell. So this is when Armageddon hit. But, you know, maybe 10, maybe 20%.
But not 90.
Depending on what other assets that you have. But like they don't sell it as where it really fits. They sell it as a get-rich scheme. But it isn't just gold. I attended a seminar recently where the presenter was truly an expert on bonds, and it was all gray-haired people. And he was talking about how they have individually managed accounts with a $100,000 minimum, and he's talking about, and never once had we had any of our individually managed accounts, never once had we had a client lose money. And somebody raised their hand and asked about inflation. He said, it's under control. Next question. And at the end of the seminar, he probably had 15 people standing in line ready to write him a check for $100,000 or more.
Mm.
Well, I'm not going to say bonds don't belong in your portfolio, but David, I have a serious problem, particularly if you're talking about anything that's long-term and top quality,
right?
Because they now have a negative yield,
yep.
Particularly if it's in a taxable account. Why would you buy something that you're losing money from the get-go and have the potential to have catastrophic losses down the road if, in fact, anything close to those inflation claims are true? I mean, there are some adverse consequences about printing trillions of dollars when those dollars hit the market, and that is fall inflation. So it isn't just the gold. It's using the current economic situation to hype a product that you're selling because you get a commission on it without regard to how it sits in the overall portfolio of the retiree. And that's where they need the experts today because so much of the game has changed.
So true, Dennis. I mean, I couldn't agree more. And on that bond issue, your point is so well made because the thing that a lot of people still don't realize about bonds, you know, you've got one of these perfectly constructed bond portfolios, allegedly. Let's say that over however long of a period of time you want to say, but say that we see interest rates go up 2%. And if that bond portfolio, let's say it's got a maturity of an average of 10 years, well, that bond portfolio could drop 20% due to the rise in interest rates. And that's not just me saying, that Morningstar did a research study on that. And those are...
Oh, no. On any bond you buy, the term you're using is called duration. And when you buy a bond, part of it should show you the effective duration, which tells you what that drop is on the individual bond, okay? And, you know, the problem I have is most retirees, and I'm sure a good number of your clients too, we don't buy bonds with the idea that if interest rates drop, the bonds will go up in value and we'll make some appreciation and sell them down the road. That's not the mindset of retirees. We clip coupons until we end and we get our money back. So the point being, if interest rates go up 2 or 3%, you want to be stuck getting low interest rates for 10% that probably aren't keeping up with inflation.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. If the retiree is going to hold the bond to the end and clip the coupon, that asset loss won't happen because the maturity comes and they'll get their money back. We have in our model portfolio the exact opposite of what I would have recommended 10 years ago. We have short-term bonds going out 3 years, which has very low duration,
sure,
interest rate drive. And what's the worst thing that happens? You clip coupons for 3 years, you get your money back and redeploy your capital somewhere else. And pouring a ton of money into long-term bonds. As a matter of fact, this speaker I talked to you about recommended a ladder of an 8-year bond ladder. Well, I don't want to be sitting there 2.5% for the next 8 years.
Agreed.
That's crazy.
That's
crazy.
Right. Well put, Dennis. If you're just joining us, Dennis Miller is our guest, author, speaker, consultant, and he wrote the book Retirement Reboot from his own experience and rebuilding his own retirement, rebooting it, if you will, millersmoney.com, and he's got a free newsletter over there, Miller's Money Weekly. I've been talking with Dennis. We've done these shows and stay in touch, and I like having Dennis on because he's got some real-world perspective here, and we can share ideas. So I'll grab another break. We'll come back, and I'll give Dennis a couple of other what they say and what they really want you to do from these financial pitchmen. Stay right there.
Does getting financial advice seem like a game of cat and mouse? Then maybe it's time to hire a fiduciary. What's a fiduciary? That's a financial professional who puts the needs of his clients ahead of his own. Being a fiduciary also means that the advisor should recommend the products and services he believes will best serve his client's needs, not what an insurance or investment company tells him he has to sell. So next time you're talking to an advisor, ask him, "Are you a fiduciary?" The answer should only be yes or no. If the advisor doesn't know, then the answer is probably no. This public service announcement has been brought to you by Holland Financial. We want to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Dennis Miller on the phone with me. Happy to have him. And Dennis, I wanted to throw at you another one of my that I wrote about in my column, what they say. So here's the pitch. Ready?
Go.
Okay. Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. You can't count on it. The stock market is rigged. We're overdue for a correction. You can't trust your bank or Wall Street. The FDIC doesn't have enough money to insure your account, and so on and so forth. Now, when I see that, I'm hearing the message, put all your money into an annuity.
An annuity has a little problem. Ask the person selling the annuity how they're going to get true inflation protection. An annuity is a transfer of risk.
Yep.
An annuity has a place in a portfolio. And as a matter of fact, I have a column right now that I'm in the process of writing about it.
Yeah.
But an annuity is, don't give me all your money and think you bought a retirement plan, because 10 years from now, inflation's going to eat you alive.
Thank you, Dennis.
The only way an annuity is a really good investment is if you outlive your mortality.
Yeah.
And the same with life insurance. That's the opposite side. You want to know how to make life insurance a terrific investment? Die tomorrow. My point is, You have to separate the insurance component from the investment component.
Well put.
And when you do that, and you look at the investment component of life insurance, or you look at the investment component of an annuity, you should be comparing it to the other options you have for your money that you can easily liquidate. And
right.
That's where you've got to have a professional that understands all the nuances, because it's so easy to get caught up and make a mistake, David.
Well, you're right, Dennis, and I have seen that happen to people. And I can tell you, the annuity can make sense as part of a plan, but Lord have mercy, I've never seen it make sense that you put all your money there. And it's a financial tool that you've got to use it correctly. A power drill can be a great tool, Dennis, but if it's in the wrong hands, that could be a real disaster. And so,
well, I can give you an example. I happen to have a lifelong friend that is a retired minister, and it was customary in the church that they built up something like a 401k. And then when these ministers retired, they had a partnership with a company where they would put 100% of that money into a variable annuity. Okay? Now you've got all these people out there, 70, 80 years old, that just took 30 and 40% monthly income cut because variable annuities don't always go up.
That's right.
So they lost on the variable side. They're losing on the inflation side, don't have the ability to earn their money back, and are having to significantly adjust their standard of living.
That's not good.
David, I happen to believe annuities have their place. They are good investments when they're structured in the big picture. But just like gold, just like bonds, they're not the end-all, cure-all.
Well, and here's my other one, Dennis, and you'll love this. So here's the flip side. Here's the pitch coming from somebody else. Ready for this one? I hate annuities, and you should too. Insurance agents only care about your commissions. All annuities are complicated and expensive. Stocks always win in the long term. Don't settle for low returns. Keep your money in the market for big gains. So here we have another
David,
pitchman.
I had a conversation with my analyst today.
Yeah.
You're talking about the buy and hold, buy and hold, buy and hold.
Yeah.
Because the market has always come back, okay? You know, this is where you have to have lessons from your grandfather. How long did it take to come back after the 29 crash?
Yeah.
If we have another 25 years before it comes back, okay, I'll be 99. there is no guarantee that their Fed is going to be able to pump the economy, that it's going to come back quickly. The Federal Reserve is running out of juice. So what you're really talking about to me, David, is buy and hold. There are good reasons to be in the market for selective stocks for dividend yield. But, you know, just like you said, you can take a 30 to 40% asset drop in bonds. Well, you can in your stock market portfolio, too.
Absolutely.
I had friends of mine take 40 and 50% hits in their 401ks in 07 and 08. Not fun.
No. Well, your point's right on, Dennis. And, you know, see, the lesson here for our listeners, and Dennis is corroborating everything that I've talked about with you on previous shows, and he's out there living it, you know, being in that retirement age bracket himself. You know, these pitchmen all want you to take your money and put basically all of it with them in whatever their product is. You know, I saw a post on LinkedIn, which is this business social media platform, as you know, Dennis. I saw a post that a guy that obviously is big on pushing annuities, and that's all he does, he couldn't wait to do a post on LinkedIn when the market was off not long ago. That was off a couple hundred points, which translates to like a 1.5% drop, and he made a big fuss about it. But he didn't do much to talk about when the market jumped back up. So it's always, they've always got an angle, and it's always what they're selling. And the one of the biggest things that an investor can do when they talk to an advisor, and I'll get your take on this, is when they ask questions, it's not just about what the advisor can do, but it's what they can't do that will be very revealing about the kind of advice you're going to get.
David, I'm going to use this to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that we do. First of all, I want to make sure your listeners understand you're going to post a link to a website where they can get a free copy of my book. And I think they will relate to what my wife and I went through in the crash of 07 and 08. And on Miller's Money, we deal with these issues, showing them how to put together a balanced portfolio, because we're talking about protecting ourselves from all of the elements that could attack a portfolio, not just inflation, not just the stock market crash, not just the change in interest rates. There's all kinds of things we have to protect ourselves from. And that the real concern that I have is somebody has to be understanding the big picture. And the biggest problem we have is, you know, you look at a lot of these newsletters and they're about stocks. Well, what we've realized, David, is people who are investing retirement money need a heck of a lot more than just a few hot stock tips.
I hope
or
so.
The hottest new annuity or the greatest new bond. What they're really trying to do is something they've never done before, probably never managed a lot of money in their life. And how in the heck do I keep the answer is very simple. You know, there's a lot of people who think that they are smart enough to get out of the market and they're going to get out the door ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
I don't think we're that smart. My goal with retirement money is if the bond market crashes, the stock market crashes, interest rates change radically, I want to be able to get out that door relatively safe, intact, with my capital in place so that I can live to fight another day. Retirees don't get a do-over.
Well put, Dennis, and that you are 1,000% correct. So we've been talking with Dennis Miller today, ladies and gentlemen, author, speaker, consultant. He's the author of Retirement Reboot. Millersmoney.com is the website. Free weekly newsletter. A lot of good information on Dennis's site, and you can see why when you visit. I like to have Dennis on to help us understand some of these topics, and I can bounce my thoughts off of Dennis, and he can give us some of his real-world perspective. So we appreciate Dennis being with us on the program, and we'll have him back on an upcoming show.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.